And this is Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Let's talk about repealing Obamacare once and for all. There is a case filed by the state of Texas, which has already gotten a lower court ruling that Obamacare is unconstitutional. This is now going to the appeals court level, and there have been some interesting legal arguments. Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. And this all stems, Rob, from Congress's decision to repeal the very unpopular individual mandate, which required people to buy insurance. So pick it up from there.
Well, specifically, they repealed the penalty. So if you don't adhere to the mandate, there's no penalty. In the original Affordable Care Act, you essentially would have paid a penalty called a shared responsibility payment to the federal government, which the U.S. Supreme Court decided was within Congress's taxing power to impose. And so the way that the individual mandate was saved originally by Chief Justice Roberts joining the four liberals on the court was that the individual mandate and particularly the penalty were constitutional under this Congress's taxing power. So Congress came in 7 years later and repealed the penalty. The argument by the plaintiffs in this case is that without the penalty, the individual mandate is no longer constitutional because there's no taxing angle to it. And then they go on to argue that without the penalty and without the individual mandate, that the entire law has to fall because the individual mandate is not severable from the rest of the law, which means they're arguing that Congress would not have passed the Affordable Care Act if the individual mandate had not been included in it.
It's sort of a backdoor way to repeal an entire law by just, putting a hole in the life raft and the whole thing is supposed to sink. But I'm hearing now this argument that, wait a second, since there is no longer a penalty for not buying insurance, then on what grounds can Texas, the citizens of Texas, claim some sort of hardship here?
Right. So this goes to the question of standing. This is a vulnerability in the state of Texas's lawsuit and that of the other states that joined Texas in challenging the Affordable Care Act. Because if there is no penalty, what harm can they show? If there's no harm, no injury, they shouldn't have standing. What exactly are they doing here to redress an injury if there isn't an injury? So this is an angle of attack that the defenders of the Affordable Care Act will be using in the Court of Appeals. What we're talking about here is, did Congress intend this law to hold up only so long as it contained the individual mandate? That's the real question.
Well, I think Congress intended for the law to stand as long as the Congress was majority Democrat. Now that it's run by Republicans, I think the intention has changed. And now the Trump Justice Department has weighed in on this and says they're not going to defend the law.
Yeah, they've changed course. That earlier on, when Attorney General Sessions was in office, they seemed to be taking the position that the individual mandate may be and is unconstitutional, but they argued that did not mean that the entire law had to be struck down. Where there's lots of room for debate is that then you ask, well, which Congress are we talking about when we ask about the intent, right?
Is it
the 2010 Congress, which enacted the ACA, or is it the 2017 Congress, which eliminated the penalty?
It was, as you point out, Justice John Roberts, whose interpretation saved the law. Of course, he still sits on the court. Is he likely to, assuming this gets to the Supreme Court, to rule and basically overrule himself?
No, I think he's likely to find the states didn't have standing here.
Yeah.
On the other hand, look, I think he's very interested in protecting the court as an institution. And you've heard me say before, I think that he found a creative way to save the Affordable Care Act because he thought there would be a lot of artillery called in on the court if they struck down the ACA. But here he's also intellectually honest. And if his whole theory for upholding the individual mandate is that there was a penalty that looks like a tax, and now Congress has removed that penalty, therefore no tax, he might say, okay, there's the individual mandate is now unconstitutional.
Now, putting on your political hat for a moment, as a mainstream Republican, this idea of getting rid of the Affordable Care Act through the court system, is it a wise idea or is it a bad idea?
Yeah, I mean, politically now, it doesn't look like such a good bet. On the other hand, this could be a matter of playing to your base is politics if you're a, you know, very conservative or you're a Trump supporter. And it makes sense politically, perhaps, for, you know, politicians in Texas. Maybe the Trump administration is betting that ultimately the court won't, the appellate courts, including the Supreme Court, won't agree to do that. So at the end of the day, the Affordable Care Act is still in place.
That's right. That would be a win for everybody. You can say, hey, we did our best to overturn it. We had no idea they would sustain it, but we tried.
Right. I see that happen all the time on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
You look at cases where the left brings a case that's a sure loser, but then they can blame the court if they don't get the result they want. Both sides play that game.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.